Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think sometimes we present what it means to be a follower of Jesus in some pretty inaccurate ways. We can give an impression that all you need to do is say yes to Jesus and everything's easy. And if you watch TV evangelists, you're pretty sure that's the reality. However, he never promised that. What he did promise us that is when we say yes to him and live in his love, no matter how difficult our life may get, no matter how big our struggles, how much our suffering, we will never be doing it alone. That he will be right there with us, giving us a perfect love. And that was really true in those earliest centuries after his life, death, and resurrection. Because to be a follower of Jesus in those first years oftentimes meant that you could lose your job, you could lose your family, you could be tortured, you could be thrown out of the village, you could be thrown out of the synagogue. It took a risk. It wasn't easy. Which is what this gospel is meant to remind people of. That Jesus didn't say it was going to be easy. There's going to be division. And most of us haven't ever had to face that. We've grown up in a world where being Christian is the norm. So it's not a big struggle most of the time. But sometimes it still is. Because sometimes we need to speak when the world is going in one direction and we recognize we need to go in another. And there are all kinds of layers and issues that fall under that category. Some of them are popular and it's easy to do. But some of them aren't particularly popular. There's things like vengeance that oftentimes falls in our world. Jeremiah faced that. And true followers of Jesus are the ones that speak for peace and calmer heads to prevail. And sometimes doing that puts us at risk of, once again, alienating our family, alienating our friends, going against even sometimes what our nation might tell us. Standing up for life, all life, is part of who we are. And sometimes it's easy, but sometimes it's hard. But we have to do so. Advocating for the poor, when sometimes it's more popular to scapegoat the poor.
We're called upon to do that. All of those things can make our lives more difficult, can create division. Yet, remembering, we're never doing it alone. Those early centuries of the church, they needed to hear that long and hard and strong, because sometimes they even lost their lives following Jesus. We most of the time don't face anything quite that difficult. But being a follower of Jesus still makes us put our neck out once in a while. We should never be afraid.